Hey there, beautiful sisters, and welcome to the Esther Effect. I'm your host, Maggie James, and I am so incredibly thrilled and maybe a little bit nervous to be here with you all today. For a long time, I felt this nudge, this gentle prompting in my heart to create a space where we, as Christian women without children, can connect, share, and really dig into what it looks like to live a vibrant, Christ-centered life right here, right now. Maybe you're like me. You've always envisioned your life looking a certain way, and perhaps motherhood just hasn't been a part of that journey. Or maybe it's something you've longed for and it hasn't happened yet. Wherever you find yourself on this spectrum, know this: you are seen, you are valued, and you are absolutely a vital part of the body of Christ. The Esther Effect isn't about what we don't have. It's about celebrating who we are and the unique impact we can have on the world around us, just like Queen Esther in the Bible. She was placed in a specific position without the traditional roles expected of women at the time, and yet she used her influence, her courage, and her faith to make a profound difference. That's the kind of effect I believe we all can have. So, who am I? Well, I'm just a fellow traveler on this journey. I'm a barefoot gardening, fast water kayaking, kid-loving children's director. I'm somebody who struggles with Jesus and my walk with him, but I love him fiercely. And it is constantly learning and growing. Yep, you heard that right. I'm a children's director. And if I'm being honest, I'm a damn good one. Are you a teacher? A child caregiver? Are you tired of being asked when you'll have your own? Me too. For a long time, I felt a bit like I was on the fringes. Church gatherings often revolve around families and children, and while I absolutely adore the little ones in my life, sometimes it's hard not to feel like a piece of the puzzle is missing in conversations or activities. And that's okay. Those feelings are valid. But I also believe that God has a powerful purpose for each of us, regardless of our marital status or whether we have children. I didn't think that Christianity fit my life because I didn't want kids. I would never fit the picture of a traditional Christian woman, and that made me feel like I was a failure at times. That brings me to our scripture for today. It's a familiar one, but I think it speaks so beautifully to our identity and purpose. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." This verse isn't just for some people or those in certain life stages. It's for you. It's for me. It's a powerful reminder that God has a deliberate and good plan for each of our lives. And that plan isn't contingent on whether or not we become mothers. Our hope and our future are secure in Him. Now, I want to share a personal story with you. This story kind of brings this verse to life for me. A few years ago, I was really struggling with feeling like my life just wasn't measuring up. I was surrounded by friends who were getting married, starting families, and hitting these milestones that felt so significant. I remember sitting in church one Sunday feeling this wave of, "What about me?" wash over me. I felt invisible, and honestly, a little bit forgotten. Later that week, I stumbled upon Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It wasn't a new verse to me, but this time it kind of landed differently. It was like God was whispering, "My plans for you, Maggie. Not someone else's plans. Not the plans you think you should have, but my plans." It was a gentle but firm reminder that my worth and my purpose weren't tied to societal expectations or what my life looked like compared to others. It was about trusting in His vision for me. Now, that moment didn't magically erase all of my feelings of longing or difference, but it shifted my perspective. It allowed me to start focusing on the opportunities and the unique ways God was working in my life right then. It opened my eyes to the ways I could serve and love others in my community, the passions I could pursue, and the growth that I could experience. And that, my friends, is what I hope the Esther Effect will be for you. A space where we can encourage each other to embrace our unique paths, celebrate our God-given gifts, and discover the incredible impact we can have right now in this season of our lives. So what does the Esther Effect mean to you? Do you see yourself in Esther? And how can you change that so you do? In future episodes, we'll be diving into all sorts of topics like navigating church culture, cultivating deep friendships, pursuing our passions, dealing with societal expectations, and most importantly, growing deeper in our relationship with Jesus. We'll laugh, we might cry a little, and hopefully, we'll always leave feeling encouraged and empowered. Thank you so much for joining me for this first episode. I'm truly excited to build this community with you. Feel free to reach out. I'd love to hear your stories and what you'd like to hear on the podcast. You can connect with the Esther Effect on Instagram and Threads at the.esther_effect. Until next time, remember you are loved, you are valued, and you are making a difference. Do great things.